Welcome back, everyone. This is Pat for A Plus English.
And this is Sweeney.
Today is part two of our story, The Crane Returns a Favor. Let's remind you what happened.
Yeah, there was an old couple. They lived in the woods.
Mm-hmm. One day, the man helped a crane. A crane is a big bird, and the old man helped it get out of a trap. And the crane just flew away.
Later, a young woman knocked on their door. This is when the story started to get a little bit strange.
Yeah, well, she was lost in the snow, lost in the woods, and so they let her in. And then she asks them to let her stay there.
Yeah, and the old couple agreed.
Mm-hmm.
They were very kind, even though they didn't know anything about her.
Well, they knew she was lost and cold.
Come on, have a heart.
Let's find out what happens now in part two of the story.
The crane returns a favor. The snow fell for several days, so the young woman continued to stay. The old couple enjoyed her company. She helped the old woman cook and clean. She helped the old man gather wood for the fire. The girl also enjoyed the couple's company. After several days, it finally stopped snowing. The old couple was sad because they didn't want the young woman to leave. They were surprised when she asked,
"Could I be your daughter and live here forever?"
The couple said yes, and the three of them became a happy family.
Word power!
Gather. Gather. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag. Finally, finally. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain. Leave, 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 left, left. Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day. Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day. Daughter. Daughter. Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie. Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie.
The second part of our article starts by saying the snow fell for several days. So the young woman continued to stay. Okay, she couldn't leave. They can't throw her out into the snow.
Okay, so she kept living in the house. She can stay.
Mm-hmm.
好啦，昨天说这个妙龄女子问说，哎，可不可以住一晚？结果这场大雪下了好几天，所以小女子就待了下来啦。
Yep, too much snow. We say the snow fell and the rain fell, just to mean coming down from the sky.
Right.
Note, we can say she continued to stay, or she continued staying.
Staying.
Both of those are okay. They can both follow continue. Okay, next, the story says, the old couple enjoyed her company. Okay, now this means they liked having the woman in their house. She was nice to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
She was helpful. She was polite. She was clean. And so on.
All of those things. You have to be clean.
Yeah,
so people
exactly.
People enjoy your company.
If you like someone's company, that means you like spending
time with
them.
It's not a company.
No, it's not a company like a business. It's someone's company. You like being in each other's company. You are spending time together.
看到 company 这个字，虽然也一样是个名词，不过在这里不是公司哦，在这里是陪伴的意思，就是说这个老夫妇也很喜欢他的陪伴。
Do you enjoy my company?
Yeah, I do.
I knew it. Okay, so why did they like her? Why did the old couple like having this young woman around? Okay, the story says she helped the old woman cook and clean. Great.
为什么会这么喜欢她的陪伴？原来她就是帮忙煮饭啊，打扫啊。Mm-hmm. What else does she do?
Yeah, there is more. The article says she helped the old man gather wood for the fire, which is really useful because he's probably got a bad back. You've got to help the old people out a little bit. Okay, so the sentence, the one we just read, contains the word gather. G-A-T-H-E-R, gather. And that is today's first word power word. So, let's learn about it. To gather means to get things from different places and put them together in one place. Let's put gather in a sentence. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag.
特文里说 she helped the old man gather wood for the fire. 就是意思是说就是帮忙捡收集木材生火。It might be something our students are not familiar with.
Why is that?
We don't need to start fire.
Oh, but you have gas, you have electricity.
Right, we don't need wood.
Oh, my parents have a wood fire in their house.
Oh, that's nice.
So we have to,
have to gather wood?
We don't gather it. My dad has to cut it up with an axe and then we bring it inside and burn it.
哦，所以啦，这就是说在国外可能需要自己生火，用木材生火。这时候呢，就需要自己去户外啊，收集 gather， 意思像或像例句说啦，就把所有的漫画收集起来，放在我的包包里。
Yeah, Britain is very old-fashioned. We don't have electricity there.
Don't go there.
Yeah, it's very old country. Now, the woman wasn't just a worker, though. The story also says the girl also enjoyed the couple's company. So it's not just like they liked her and liked
her
doing all these jobs. She liked them too.
老夫妇不只是老夫妇喜欢这个女孩，这女孩子呢也是很喜欢老夫妇的陪伴。That sounds like a good result.
Exactly.
The old couple needed some help, and the young lady liked to spend time with them.
Exactly. Maybe she enjoys their stories. Maybe they can play music. Maybe she just likes being looked after. Because I bet they do look after her. Make sure she has food, somewhere warm to sleep. Here, read some of our books, something like that. Must be kind of nice. Okay, so what happens next? The story says, after several days, it finally stopped snowing. Okay, so here we see the word finally, F-I-N-A-L-L-Y, finally. It's an adverb, and it's also another word power word. Finally, you will find out what it means.
Finally.
The word finally means after a long time. Here's our example sentence. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain.
加油！这里的故事说到这时候呢，这个雪终于停了。Finally， 意思就是终于。或者像例句啊，说这些剑山者呢，终于爬到了山顶。Now the snow has stopped. The woman will go, right?
Well, probably. Maybe she's got to get to her aunt's house.
All right.
Remember, that's where she said she was going.
I didn't buy that anyway.
You didn't buy that? Oh, that's an interesting phrase. If you don't buy something, you say, I don't buy that, means I don't believe that.
Right.
So Winnie doesn't believe that story about the aunt.
Mm-mm.
Well, what actually happens? Our story says the old couple was sad because they didn't want the young woman to leave. So see there, we use couple with was, so we're treating them as a singular item, Okay? And they're sad. They don't want the young woman to leave. Aww. Okay, we saw the word leave there. L-E-A-V-E. Leave. It's a verb, and it's our next word power word. So don't leave before we explain it. To leave is to go away from a place or a person. And we can say, Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day. Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day.
They didn't want the young woman to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or 我们可以把今天这个单字学起来 leave 意思是表示离开 They didn't want the young woman to leave、
mm-hmm.
这例上例句的意思就是呢 Jerry 每天都是六点半下班离开公司 I wish you would leave
Oh
No. Or I shall leave
Anyway The next part of the story saysThey were surprised when she asked, Could I be your daughter and live here forever?
Wow.
So she's not going to go. She's not saying, okay, the snow stopped, bye-bye. She says,
bye-bye.
Could I be your daughter and live here forever?
Wow, what about her aunt?See?
Good question.
See?
But still, it's kind of nice.
Right,
it's
right.
A sort of a sweet. It is a big ask, though. I mean, they're quite old. Maybe they can't take care of kids.
True.
What do you think they will say?
正当这个老夫妇很难过因为这个雪停了小女子要离开了这时候呢年轻女子问了一个问题把大家都吓得很吃惊诶到底是什么问题这么令人吃惊呢在此之前我们要先去这个 magic box 来看看我们帮我们解释一下 when 当点点点的时候这个句型啦
Magic box 找亮点
记者 Winnie 现在在好莱坞现场 Oh my god 现场来了一位超级巨星 Here comes the one and the only Dory 啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪
Hi there My name is Dory 我患有短暂性健忘症大家好
Hi Dory, tell us more about you 快跟大家介绍一下自己
让我想想哦我记得啊 I lost my parents when I was 4
Aww, I'm sorry to hear that you lost your parents when you were 4当我们要表达时间的先后顺序，我们可以用 when 当连接词，表示当点点点的时候。所以当 Dory 四岁的时候，跟父母走失了。
我其实不太记得详细情况了。不过我倒是记得 Marlon. I met Marlon when I was looking for my parents.
没错大家都记得这个经典的一幕就是海底总动员第一集非常经典啦 Tell us more about Marlon
Marlon was looking for his son Nemo when we first met
大家还记得吗在第一集的时候这个小丑鱼的爸爸 Marlon 在找他的儿子这是第一次他跟多莉见面的时候啦 Marlon 在找他的儿子 Nemo在这里我们可以发现使用 when 表示当点点点的时候前后主词是可以不一样的当 Marlon 在找寻他的儿子的时候我们第一次见 Marlon was looking for Nemo when we first met 这里前面主词是 Marlon 后面呢用 when 所引导的副子子句则是 we 当主词所以整句的公式是 S1 加 V1 加 when 加
S2 加 V2
哇大家鼓鼓掌 We all love Nemo
yeah.
He's a cute little clownfish
对呀、然后啊我就说我可以帮 Marlon 找儿子 I agreed to help him when he said he was looking for a big ship
Aww, that's so nice of you 所以我们文章啊就讲到 Dory helped Marlon when he said he was looking for a big ship 当 Marlon 说、他在找一艘大船时 Dory 就一起帮忙啦那么这个前后主词分别是 Marlon 和 Dory 主词不一样也是可以用在 when 的时候咯
那我们都知道啦，这个第一集的结局，大家一定更想听 Dory 介绍第二集的花絮吧？
我刚刚有提到我小时候就跟父母走失了吗？
有四岁嘛。You lost them when you were four.
对，然后我想想哦，I met Marlin when his son was lost. His son was taken by a big ship when Marlin saw him at the last time. And my name is Dory. I'm 24 years old.
好的，我们非常感谢 Dory 的时间。再一次，我们谢谢 Dory 接受我们 Magic Box 的采访。See you next time. Bye bye.
Welcome back. So another way we could use that phrase was saying students can learn grammar when they watch our Magic Box.
Yeah, check it out.
When at the time that, okay? So here, the people, the old couple, they were surprised when the young woman asked to be their daughter.
Okay? Wow.
She said, I can be your daughter.
Wow, yeah, really? Maybe, what does that mean?
Well, maybe she wants a mom and a dad to look after her. Maybe she doesn't have one. Maybe the aunt in the
really
forest.
She really enjoys their company.
She enjoys their company. Yeah. They enjoy hers.
Right.
What a perfect arrangement. Okay, now in that sentence, we've used the word daughter. It's spelled D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, daughter. And that is our last word power word for today. So let's find out more about it. So a daughter is someone's female child, a girl child. Here's another example sentence. Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie.Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie.
到底问了什么问题啊？原来他问这个老夫妇说，哎，我可以当你们的女儿吗？ Daughter 意思就是女儿，儿子我们也可以顺便一起学，叫 son, S-O-N。 像例句中呢， Simon 生了一个漂亮的千金叫做 Rosie、
mm-hmm.
When, wow, this is really a big ask.
Yeah, it's not normal. Say, hey Winnie, can I be your daughter or son?
You can't be the daughter anyway.
Oh well.
And not normal either, right?
Yeah, she wants to be their daughter forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's normal. I mean, you are someone, you're your mum's daughter forever. You
right.
will always be her daughter.
Right.
But I guess she means let's make it like real. Let's make it official.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Now, this is another word we should look at. It's spelled F-O-R-E-V-E-R, forever. And it means for all time. Like someone might say...I will love you forever.
Psh, girls, don't ever believe that for a second.
It's true.
Bad boy.
真的.
This is a bad example right here.、
Hmm.
Forever 这个副词呢，一直是永远。这个时候，有些人可能男生就会跟女生说，我一辈子永远都会爱你。孩子，听姐一句劝，千万不要相信这句话，好吗？ Anyway...What does the couple say?
Well, part two of our story finishes by saying the couple said yes. And the three of them became a happy family.
Really?
Yeah, they said, of course you can be our daughter. We love spending time with you.
第二天故事就在这里做结束啊。原来老夫妇就答应了这三个人呢就过着快乐的日子，成为一家人。Does our story just end here, happy ending?
Well, it could, couldn't it? We
right?
could just stop right there、
yeah.
and say that's it, story over.
Happy ending.
Happily ever after.、
Mm-hmm.
But no, because、
Not、
it's、
yet.
Just the end of part two of our story, and it's three parts. We've got one more part tomorrow to、
more、
find、
day.
Out what happens next. So...Things could change. It may not be a happy ending.
Oh my.
However, we have got to the end of today's article, so let's finish today's lesson with our wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to the A-Plus Game Show.Last time, Winnie won this cute soft toy.
Yeah.
However, she wants a bigger prize.
Bigger.
Winnie, if you give me back the toy, I'll give you the chance to win something else.
Something else.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I believe in myself. I can do it.
Okay.
Something bigger.
But this round of the game show is harder. It's a spelling bee.
Oh, no. The pressure.
Step forward, please. Now, spell the word daughter.
Daughter. 等一下。
Did you say mm? Did you
no,
say m?
No. I said
Quit wasting time. Spell daughter.
Daughter. Okay.
Oh, no. There's no O or K in daughter.
No, that's not what I meant. Daughter is spelled D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R.
That is the correct answer!
Yay!
Congratulations, Winnie!
What
you win today's big prize!
Big prize.
Two cute soft toys!
Really?
Yeah!
Still no money?
Anyway, thanks for watching us today. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow for part 3 of our story, The Crane Returns a Favor. Bye for now!
Bye.
The Crane Returns a Favor. The snow fell for several days, so the young woman continued to stay. The old couple enjoyed her company. She helped the old woman cook and clean. She helped the old man gather wood for the fire. The girl also enjoyed the couple's company. After several days, it finally stopped snowing. The old couple was sad because they didn't want the young woman to leave. They were surprised when she asked,
"Could I be your daughter and live here forever?"
The couple said yes, and the three of them became a happy family.
Gather. Gather. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag. I gathered all my comic books together and put them in my bag. Finally, finally. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain. The men finally climbed to the top of the high mountain. Leave, 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 left, left. Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day. Jerry leaves the office at 6:30 p.m. every day. Daughter. Daughter. Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie. Simon has a pretty daughter. Her name is Rosie.